This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Aesthetica. I'm Colin Armstrong on Joy 94.9, and I'd like to thank Rod for the Joy News. I'd also like to thank Simon Terry from Silver Sounds. It's great to be following Silver Sounds on a Sunday afternoon. Aesthetica is an hour of arts and culture across Melbourne and beyond. This afternoon, we have a great hour for you. I will be joined in the studio by Christopher Connolly to discuss the encore season of In a Forest, Dark and Deep at the Winterfall Theatre. Sounds really interesting. And tonight, joining me in the studio as well, or this afternoon, I should say, in the studio, is keeping me on track is our is Mark. Mark's joining Aesthetica as a regular member of the team, so you'll be hearing from Mark over the next lot of weeks, and he's on our panel as a panel operator. Hi, Mark. Thanks for being here again.
Hi, Colin. Thanks for letting me join you. It's been brilliant.
Really great to have you as part of the Aesthetica team.
Thanks, Colin.
So it's really great. Now, last week on Aesthetica, you had the pleasure of listening to the fabulous Michelle and Stephen while I was away. And of course, Michelle is from Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9, which goes to air Thursday nights at 7 p.m. in this grid. So it was great that she could step in, and I'd like to thank Michelle and Stephen for a great show. Their guests and the Aesthetica team did a really great job in that night, and it was some very interesting interviews.
Aesthetica on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, and as the Sting said, you're with Aesthetica, a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond, at 5 p.m. every Sunday. In the studio tonight, this afternoon, I've got Christopher Connolly. Now, he's with an actor in a show, and we're going to talk to him just in a moment. And the show, as I said in the introduction to Aesthetica tonight, is In a Forest, Dark and Deep. I'd just like to read you something from the media release. On a dark and wet night, all Bobby thought he was doing was helping his sister Betty clear out her cottage in the woods. But in this cabin of lies, nothing is what it seems, and the truth refuses to be packed away. And when I was doing some research on this show through the week, it really... it really got me. I'm really looking forward to meeting Christopher tonight. And another thing, it's a dark journey into sibling rivalry, escalating into a psychological thriller, bursting with savage conflict. Now, after saying that, welcome to Joy 94.9,
Thanks,
Christopher.
Colin. You're brave.
Yeah, I am, actually. No. So thanks for popping into Aesthetica to talk about In a Forest, Dark and Deep. Now... it played last year, and it's an encore performance, which
yes.
is fabulous that it's coming back.
Oh, it's great. It's great on lots of levels. I mean, it's great to have an opportunity to do something again. You know, there's always fine-tuning you could have done. And having, like, we did it a year ago, so it's almost like doing it from scratch. You know, a lot of the lines, is, you know, you've got to get back the lines and all those sort of things. And they come back, but... looking at it with a fresh view is pretty mm-hmm. exciting, and think, oh, we could tweak that little moment and, you know, make this a bit better, and it gives you time to think about it and have a look from another perspective. So that's been pretty exciting, actually. Yeah.
I dare say, Christopher, that the doing it a second time round, not a lot of shows get that opportunity. So therefore, you can change things that may be better for the audience, or may get a better, you know, and you know, or not saying reaction, but it's going to be played better for you.
I think for us too, and I'm sure. Look, probably if someone had seen the production earlier and then they came to this production, they wouldn't be able to say how it was different. Maybe some things, oh, yeah, that seemed a bit, it seemed a bit more on edge or whatever. But it wouldn't be big things, but it's more about us playing it. And I think as actors coming to a piece and then investing yourselves into it, it excites us that there's a little bit different, there's something we've changed here. And maybe a little deeper, we think, oh, we didn't really look at that in the way that we could have and you know, explore things a bit more. So, yeah, it's exciting in that way.
And... it's got a shall I say, an intimate cast, a small cast, with two cast members, yourself and Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, yeah.
And you both played together the first time round.
Yes, we did, yeah. Brother and sister. Yeah, it's an intense, but sometimes it's interesting looking at a two-hander, you sort of worry, well, it's, you know, it's an hour and 45 or whatever, two people. Do you think they're going to find us that interesting after, you know, an hour and 10? I think, well, we've had enough of these two. When's the other guy coming in, you know? But because of the terrific writing, it's actually, it's people get riveted and they just are locked in, right? And I'm not saying that just because of our wonderful performing, but it is a great piece of writing and it goes like a roller coaster. So you don't need another character because new things are revealed constantly. Okay. It's like a peeling back of an onion, if you like, yeah.
And who was the writer of In a Forest, Dark and Deep?
Neil Labute? Yeah, who's done a lot of stuff, a lot of plays. In fact, one of his plays, Fat Pig, was done recently. Well, only just finished a week or so ago, I think.
Yeah. And so it's an incredibly well-written piece of theatre.
Yes.
And can you tell me any more, without revealing things you don't want to tell us, but can you tell us any more about the show?
Yeah.
And the relationship or the, I think I mentioned earlier, sibling rivalry. A little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose they're quite different on the face of it. Obviously, they came from the same family, and that's part of the angst in a sense, because Bobby, who I play, is a carpenter. He's very earthy. He's, you know, he says things as it is. He sees it as is and calls a shovel a spade a shovel, or whatever they're saying is. Betty is a dean at the local university. So she's, you know, climbed up the academic ladder, if you like. And so he probably resents that a bit, okay, and keeps trying to pull her back down to earth and say, look, you know, let's be real here, you know.
Completely different levels that they're on.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. And yet, Bobby's extremely articulate in the way he expresses his views, misogynist as they may be. He expresses them very well, and he argues very well, and he gets things out of her that probably no one else would. Mm. And I think the thing about brother and sister is that you've got, it's almost more so than even, let's say, a couple, a married couple, brother and sister, you're stuck with each other. You can divorce your partner or split up, but with you're stuck with each other for life. So it almost gives you more freedom about how far you can go with each other in terms of truths.
Of this. So, and I dare say, you know, the relationship off stage also has to be really good in such an intense piece of theatre.
Yeah, it does, and obviously you go through the journey in rehearsals, really, you know, we get on well, and we've got a lot of respect for each other, and that
which
always
is fantastic.
Helps. It does help.
It does help like that. Mm. And so the now it's being performed out at the Winterfall.
Yes.
Theatre, at the Theatre Husk, and that's in Heidelberg Road in Northcote.
Yes.
Yeah, and you performed, was it the same theatre last year?
Same venue last night. It's a fantastic venue. It's just a really lovely space, holds about just over 50 people. Mm-hmm. It's very intimate, so you can play it very naturalistic. And you feel like you're in the cabin with them, so it's great. And actually, it's opposite the park, so you feel like in the forest as well.
In the forest as well, yeah. It's interesting that it actually, with the show In a Forest, Dark and Deep, and I am talking to Christopher Connolly, who is one of the actors in the show, that opens very soon, and I'll tell you about that soon. It had its premiere season in London in only 2011.
Yeah.
So it's a relatively new piece of theatre?
Yeah, well, last year it was his latest piece, and I think he's written another one since. But, so it's very new. It hadn't been done here in Australia at all before then, and so it was really exciting to get a new piece like that.
Last year's performance was virtually the first time in Australia, so it was the Australian premiere
of In a Forest, Dark and Deep.
In a Forest, Dark and Deep. It really sounds a very intriguing show. I think it's going to be one that everyone should go and see. Is there anything else you want to tell me about the show?
No, I think what I really like about it is that it has this, well, it's like a whodunit in the sense, and mm-hmm. I love the way it unravels in that way. Mm-hmm. And it constantly reveals stuff that surprises you as you're along the journey. And I love it. Personally, as an actor, I just love the dialogue. He mm-hmm. writes fantastic dialogue. Mind you, he writes a lot of dialogue, so you've got to remember a lot.
You've got to
feed it in, but no, it's great. It's,
and that's always, I dare say, the difficult side of a show where you're, probably pretty well on stage most of the time as only the two cast members. Mm. And out of that, it really is a case of... remembering all that.
Yeah, it is. And luckily, you get the connections, obviously, this is that section, and then you sort of remember it in sections, and it goes into that section or whatever. So we haven't had any moments where it's just completely left us, but it's a lot to remember, but it's juicy stuff to remember. Yeah. I've been in plays before where there are lots of monologues that were like, please, just, they must be saying, please shut up now.
Just let it finish. Yeah. Pull the curtains down.
Exactly. Go home now. We're all bored.
Turn the lights up. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also with yourself, Christopher, you've had a lot of roles, both here with MTC.
Yes,
and in South Australia, as according to your bio.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of experience. So that's really probably, on a play that is like this, that experience makes a big...
Yeah, it does make a difference, I think. Yeah. I think I said to you earlier, I've had a lot of experience because I'm getting older.
I wasn't going to highlight that line you said outside the studio.
Oh, what the hell, I'll jump in. But it does help in terms of it, like stagecraft in a way. You mm-hmm. know how a play works. You know where holes potentially could be and what to do about it and that sort of stuff after time. So, it is a beneficial thing.
But, I mean, it's great. I mean, some of the, you've been in the Malthouse West Side Story. I mean, it's you've done some really extensive roles and ongoing TV roles as well.
Yeah, in the past,
So that's really great. And I think it's really great when you're going to know that you're going to go to a show and you've got some really great actors there as well, because that is, and I dare say with this, when it's just newly written, and definitely what the director wants, it's directed by Dennis Moore. And it's great to have all that experience there to really portray characters as such as this. And I noticed that The Age wrote that it's a strong performance of a hot new play that engages from beginning to end. And that really just emphasises what you said, that it just twists and turns and it keeps people interested. So,
we hope so. And that was the reaction that we got the first time round. So
that's great. Really great. Yeah. Really looking forward to seeing it. Really looking forward to it opening. Now, Christopher, it opens on...
2nd November, this
2nd
Saturday.
2nd of November.
Yes.
This Saturday at 8 p.m. at Theatre Husk, 161A Heidelberg Road, Northcote. And the season after opening night is Wednesday to Friday, correct?
Yeah, Wednesday to Saturday. Wednesday to Saturday. Two shows on Saturday. So there's a matinee at 4 on Saturday and then the 8 p.m. show on the Saturday night as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for any bookings, if we go to all the W's at trybooking.com /64452, or the easiest one is just to go to trybooking you can then do the search. Christopher, it's been a real pleasure having you in the studio this afternoon to find out more about In a Forest Dark and Deep.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks for joining Aesthetica and Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.